get him into some activity. But then in time you need to understand that this is the thing, that the missing thing, the remembrance for Allah Ta'ala. That would put everything in perspective. When you're doing the activity, but your eyes are off. You're doing that activity, but the ears are off. You're doing the activity, but your tongue is off. See? So you're earning and you're losing. You're earning and losing. Why? The actual nourishment of the soul was lost. That is why, when Allah Ta'ala commands, then you start off, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَعَبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Then Mu'az ibn Jabal, and مَا حَقُّ اللَّهِ وَمَا حَقُّ الْعَبْدِ. What is the right? What is the duty? First starts with understanding, worshipping, serving Allah Ta'ala. So then, why does Allah Ta'ala start off with His service? Shota Mota had his kitab, you know. So I like that one first line. Alif say Allah. Allah ko pehchan. Such a beautiful statement. So simply put, but such a beautiful statement. It just melt any person's heart. Allah ko pehchan. When you start off from here, or Allah ko nahi pehchana, to kya pehchanenge? You didn't understand who Allah Ta'ala is. Then what would you understand? So you'll find the Quran Sharif is replete with this type of illustrations. Anzalna minas sama'i ma'an. Allah is showing you, He's introducing Himself through His sifat. In this world, you will not see Allah Ta'ala. But then you need to know Allah Ta'ala. So He's given life through water. مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. So that's like the bloodline, the lifeline of the whole realm, the whole universe. What's the bloodline? What's the lifeline? Water. But for the preservation of the water, what Allah Ta'ala has done? There's dams, there's lakes, there's rivers, the streams, right? Then about the most of the water sinks into the ground, preserved there, right? Then you get ice glaciers. And the glaciers, some of the glaciers are as huge as continents. And then they're all preserved. Ice is preserved. When you want to preserve, you put into the ice, isn't it? Freezer. So it's all preserved. And then coming to the summer months, slowly it melts into streams, and that's about the purest water that you can drink in this world, can't you? It's coming from the bergs, meanders. So where is it coming from? From the mountains, melting slowly, slowly, trickling and coming away. So if He's created man, He's created a preservation plan. And for the preservation plan to work, water is required. For the water, what arrangements is made for the preservation of the water? Did you understand? You are. Ya, tune apne Rab ko pehchana. I often ask, which favor didn't you enjoy from the hands of Allah Ta'ala? You know? When people come, you begin to appreciate the favors of Allah Ta'ala. Some persons come here, or they have come already, multi-billionaires call them, right? But they lost their sense of taste and the sense of smell. Will anybody want to swap with them? So you're enjoying all these favors, right? And you don't even understand that this favor is coming from there. That you can taste, right? You can smell. And you can adjust the food according to your taste. Want it hot, mild, right? How you want it. You're getting it exactly how you want it. Sweet or sweet-sour. You want it a combination of sweet-sour. Allah will give you the brains that you can enjoy it. enjoy it like this, enjoy it like this. So he's giving you the taste, he's giving you the ability to smell. And minus that, then he's given you the ability to see and appreciate. Right? So people have got their hearts attached, unfortunately, into many things, like material things. So one person says he purchased some tires for his house, right? So maybe it was about 3/4 meter in length. But he paid about 5,000 rand. So I ask you, had you not had the gift of sight, would the tile mean anything to you? You're going to see places here, there, snowfall, a big rush to go and see it. But there was not the ability to see. Would you be able to recognize, appreciate, enjoy? Just digressing a little bit, you know. So, he's a famous footballer, right? So, the English knows a good man for all these things here. So now, he came to a certain state or certain province to verse something, right? So, one girl is doing like she's very, very infatuated with him. Name, and she's talking the tone, feminine, you know, and how beautiful that voice was, you know. But she's phoning him all the time. Until said, "Amen, she loved me so much, and the voice is so charming, let me go and see her." He went and he saw a fat mama, ugly as ever. So that ability to enjoy, ability to appreciate, the sight, who gave it? Kisnatya. I say, without the sight, you're totally immobile. You can't, you're totally dependent, absolutely dependent. So who's given this? I've seen a person with a prostate problem, right? And he can't relieve himself. I saw it myself. And he was like in Sakrat. Until he was taken to hospital and everything was done. But what I'm saying is, now you going out 5 or 6 times in the day and with ease, did you ever think that man was in that state? He had to pay 60,000, 70,000 to get himself relieved, right? And here you're getting it done 5 times, 6 times a day. Any recognition of the one that's favoring you like this? Do you recognize him? Alif say Allah. Allah ko pehchan. That's what Allah complains. Ma qadarullaha haqqa qadri. They haven't yet recognized Allah Ta'ala. They haven't recognized the azmat, the greatness, the grandeur of Allah Ta'ala. They haven't understood. Agar isko pehchan liya, to tamam farais asan ho jate. You've got that in perspective, then everything comes falls in place. But if that is not right, then kaun sa kaam sahi hoga? What will be right? If you didn't get that right, then ask you which work could be right? For everything you can make up a story then. See, the Quran says, "Annahum izzalamu anfusahum." And it's a long story. But cutting that story short, everybody is quite familiar with that Bishr Munafiq story when he had a dispute with a Jew, and the Munafiq saying, "Let's take it to Ka'b ibn Ashraf." And the Jew is saying, "Take it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." It's very strange, right? Ka'b ibn Ashraf is the leader of the Jews. He's a top rabbi, a leader of the Jews. But the Jew, in spite of him recognizing him as his boss and his leader, said, "Let's take it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So he knew that ye to faqad haq ki baat kahega. Insaf aur haq ki baat yahan par hogi. There will be absolute truth here and honesty and justice. And yet this man is a fraud. So usse kya khair ki umeed rakhi ja sakti hai? Can you have any expectations of him? He's a fraud. Though he's a leader, though he's a rabbi, but he's a fraudulent person, so can you have any good expectations? The enemy, he understands Rasulullah's person. Let's take it. Persuasion then goes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Nabi Sallallahu rules in his favor. Now, that Bishr is still not happy, says, no, let's go for a second opinion. Let's take it to... Now, he's thinking to himself, he's planning, you see. He's planning that Umar radiyallahu ashaddu hum fi amrillahi Umar. He's most severe against the kuffar, right? So perhaps Umar will hear it's a Jew against a Muslim. Muslim is munafiq, yeah? But you can't see a nifaq. Until the nifaq doesn't surface, until the hypocrisy doesn't surface, you can't make out what it is, right? The seed all look identical, right? Until when it sprouts out and the venom becomes visible, the thorns become apparent, you can't make it out. So that kufr that is concealed is not visible. But it just needs an occasion. When it comes up, then you can see it. Then it becomes visible. So now he's asking for a second opinion. Let's go to Umar radiallahu anhu, thinking to himself, Ashaddum fi amrillah, that he'll tilt the scale on my side, on my favor, because of his hatred. And yeah, when it comes to Umar radiallahu anhu, he hears the case first. And he asks him, is this the case that you're coming for a second opinion to me? After Rasulullah has decided, then you're coming here. That means you're not satisfied. He's acknowledging everything. Chopped off his head of grass. Right. But please, you don't do that. Eh? Because the judge here is not a Muslim, so he's got no feelings for Islam. Right. You can do something else. You can ostracize the person or something else. But now, when there isn't any proper Islamic judicial, then you can't apply Islamic values here. Within yourself, within the people that you have influence, you can. But in general, you can't. You have a problem, right? You don't have that level of iman, nor do you have the clout. You don't have the iman, and nor do you have the clout. So now, when all this thing is happening, so they are coming to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they made up a story. What story they made up? That actually Bishr, who was killed, right, he came for some type of a settlement out of court. Not that he rejected the decision of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Can you see? So they made up a story. يُرِدُونَ أَن يَتَحَاكَمُوا إِلَى الطَّاغُوتِ وَإِذَا قِيَمْ تَعَالُوا إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ. And they're going to the taghut. Taghut can have a different meaning. Taghut can mean corruption, can mean shaitan, can mean evil, right? Can mean idol as well. So here, they're going to that fraud. Taghut has got different shades of meaning. And they are saying, what they're saying, بِاللَّهِ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا إِحْسَانًا وَتَوْفِيقًا. Our intention was just reconciliation and bring some goodwill. That was the whole idea. Reconciliation and goodwill. And Allah rejects it because this side there was an acknowledgement that they're coming for a second opinion. See? Al-mar'u yukhazu bi-iqrari. He's acknowledged, he's come for a second opinion to Umar radiallahu anhu. After Rasulullah has presided and decided the affair. Now they're saying what? They came for it. No, they went to Umar just for a settlement out of court. But now this is making up an excuse. And what Allah Pak says, annam is zalam wa anfusum ja'uka. The right procedure was when they've wronged, what they're supposed to be doing? Ja'uka fastaghfirullah. Then they're supposed to be remorseful over the wrong. Istighfar is about remorseful. You're supposed to be showing remorse. Now instead of showing remorse, you are making up a story, right? Instead of saying showing remorse, you are making up a story for the wrong that you've done. So that's what they say. Uzre ma'asiyat bitter as masiyat. You know, you try and cover up, you make a story for the wrong that's worse than committing the wrong. So one is the wrong, and then you try to justify the wrong, then this justification is worse than the wrong itself. Understand? The justification is worse than the wrong. Because if you try to justify, will you ever have any remorse in your heart? If you don't have remorse, then is the tawbah complete? That's what he says. Subha darkaf. Tawbah barlab. Dil pur az zoke guna. Right? Maasiyat ra khanda mi ayad as toba ima. You got the tasbih in your hand and you're making astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. And still pawning astaghfirullah. Or if you're not pawning, then make astaghfirullah. Hey, what the next one will be, how more exciting that will be. Dil pur azok guna. You've done one wrong and you're still dreaming about the next. The one series is over of the pawn and you're waiting for that. And you're astaghfirullah. Is that a joke or not? Huh? Like, you know, in simple words, I gave one slap. Sorry, my boss. Let the slap. Sorry, my boss. What is that? Is that joking with the person or is showing real remorse? So, uzre maasiyat battar as maasiyat. Do a wrong, then you try to justify the wrong, then the justification is worse than the wrong itself. See? So this is where the ummah is stuck today. You're doing wrong, then we're trying to justify. Doing wrong, and we try to justify, then the roads, the whole gates of forgiveness is all jammed up. You can't access it. See, it becomes a story. الَّذِينَ ظَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. The efforts have gone all wasted, right? All gone wasted. But yet, within their minds, they think they have made a great achievement. So, when the efforts are all wasted, right, have they got anything after that? Allah is saying, everything is gone, cancelled. But in your mind, you've got too much. Huh? Like, you know, take a case of someone coming to buy a brand new car, Ferrari, right? It was 30 million for it. 30 million to buy the Ferrari, brand new. Right? Top of the range. Now they say limited edition, right? So limited edition, paying 30 million. And he's so confident. And he comes to the dealership, he sees it's all faked of money. But he's thinking that I've got something. And when he comes to the dealership, what happened? They may send him to the police, won't they? So you thinking you've got something, whom يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنَّا, whereas what you've got is absolutely faked. So then, will the doors of Tawbah be open to him? See, Tawbah and the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Tawbah and the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now you will not say the other ways are totally flawed. Not say, but they don't have a guarantee. You see this Sikhism, right? So at the head there is one great wali. And then the thing sprouted from this point. But how it started? So the Indians have thousands of gods and goddesses, right? They've got thousands. According to one record, 550 billion gods. They got, right? So many. Can't laugh because we don't know what our ancestry was like. We don't know. It is just the grace of Allah that saved us, brought us. Nahi to hamara kya hota? You know, they should say before, کسی کو کیا پتا کہ قسمت میں ہمارا کیا ہوگا. وی ڈونٹ نو واٹس ان اور نصیب, وی ڈونٹ نو واٹس ان تقدیر. ٹوڈے یو آل رائٹ, ٹمورو, دا نیکسٹ سیکنڈ, نیکسٹ مومنٹ, واٹس گوئنگ ٹو ہیپن. سو از دیر اینی چانس فار اینی بڈی ٹو بی اوور کانفیڈنٹ اینڈ پراؤڈ آف ہمسیلف؟ کانٹ. اینڈ از دیر اینی پاسبلٹی فار یو ٹو ڈسپائز دیٹ پرسن؟ دس از جہنمی. یس, یو ویک ہیم, کوریکٹ ہیم, بٹ یو کانٹ ڈسپائز دا پرسن. خود کا ٹھکانا نہیں ہے. You don't know what's going to be your position tomorrow. The next second, you don't know where you'll be. So how can that person ever be overconfident and proud of himself? So Allah Pak has designed it in such a way, it's my servants, you don't despise. You still work and you'll try your best to bring them on the right, but without despising, without you thinking great of yourself. So this thing sprouted from the wali, how it started. So he saw these people have got millions of gods, right? So how to rectify them? So what he did is that from that million of gods, he said, now I'll have different centers. One center here, I'm talking of now 500 years ago, India, right? One center here. Another center, say, Newcastle. So the communications is not that rapid. There's no communication, and you're not traveling. There's no traveling, there's no communication, the distance, right? Because at that time, 80 kilometers is taking you 3 days to cover. So from here to Ladysmith would be at least about 400 kilometers. So how many days it will take you? Right? So there's hardly any communication, you can't travel so fast. So now he's got one center here, and the next center there. So here, the first center, he'll bring them down from millions of gods to 500 or 300. Next center, he'll bring them to about 2 or 3 gods. Then the next one is in central Johannesburg, Alpha, say 200 kilometers, right? So there he brought them to one god. Right? And then now he said, how to get the hair right? So one point, don't cut the hair at all. Then slowly you are trimming the moustache and satellite, the second point, third point. Then when that whole circle is over, you're coming out as a pure muwahid, pure Musliman. But each center doesn't know about the next. They're totally in the dark about the next center. So can you say that the intention was wrong? Intention, was it flawed? There was no flaw in the intention. Right? But in the process, now he made a lot of people Muslims in the process. But because for his administration, the one center doesn't need to know what the other is doing. Otherwise, the whole game is up otherwise. But in the meanwhile, that Buzruk passed away. You understand? When he passed away now, so each center is in its own. It's an independent entity, different from the other. Now they carried on to the two gods, they carried on from long hair, and they carried on with whatever. But see what happened. So that's why our elders say, the safest is the sunnah of the peace be upon him. That's the safest. That's a guarantee. That's got life, it's got a guarantee. So the beginnings may have been done with right intentions, but there was not total conformity. For whatever reason, there wasn't total conformity, and therefore he's stuck at where he is, he's stuck at where he is, and he's stuck at where he is. And you get a limited addition that's coming out as pure Musliman. Even this Urus, you know, Agyaru Sharif and Urus, right? So the beginnings must have been good. So how it started off, right? Like I say, you had no communication. Transport is a problem, right? Now, you'll find about 3 centuries ago, 2 or 3 centuries ago, one buzurg was sufficient for an entire country sometimes. Sometimes entire province, one buzurg. Right? But he has to be such a power pack that he can suffice and see to the needs of the whole place. So in the process of his working, he started off the work, right? So there'll be people at different levels. coming in, and then those that have come to the center, and those that have come to the end, right? But in the process, the Buzurg passed away. When the Buzurg passed away, so those that were more understanding and more mature, they understood what was the plan, right? So they said, now, how must we harness the people? Because people are at different levels, we need to bring them onto the track, but how do we do it? So they said, all right, we'll have a yearly gathering. But then there must be some type of an emotional card, right, to attract them. Right. So how do we attract the emotions? So let's say Urus, you know, because when the person is made to lie in his grave, Allah let us die with Iman, take us with ease and afiyat, right? So the Malaika come and comfort him, saying, Nam kam no matin Urus, sleep like a bride. Right? Have you seen any person as comfortable as a bride? Nobody, huh? Totally. The husband also, no phone, nothing. Even now that he's seeing she's comfortable, she's sleeping nicely. Anything disturbing, any mosquito on the side. Right? So the malaika are comforting him. And his family's on the other end want to see him. Say, sorry, he's had a hard journey now. Let's let him rest. After we'll see about all that. But the malaika comforting him, his folks on the other end, they want to embrace him, they want to talk to him. Iska kya ho gaya, iska kya hua, what happened to this person? Let him rest now, and afterwards we'll see. So at that time they are using the word urus, right? So they thought to themselves, the emotional card that we can use is urus, right? We hope for that Shaykh Fawaz, that he is in Jannah, right? And the malaika comforting him, saying, Nam kanomatil urus. So let's call it Urus, right? And under the pretext of Urus, we'll have a big gathering. People come, when they hear the Sheikh's Urus, 1 year, century, 1 year anniversary. So I'll come. Then we'll keep them here for at least about 2 months and we'll train them. Give them a solid training and they can go. So someone's aqaid needs to be corrected, someone's actions need to be corrected, mu'amalat, his dealings need to be corrected, right? His akhlaq need to be rectified. His eyes need to be rectified. So we got a 2 month, 1 month program, and let's see if we can know what you can do in that. Right. So it started very well. Yeah, here he was a beginner, so he got somewhere. He was right at the middle, he got somewhere, right? Then a lot of people coming out, a lot of people came out, right? And then, with the passage of time, that thing took a turn then. So, one thing they began to chop off, the second thing they began to chop off. Then someone introduced some Sima Kawali, right? Some songs and nazams, etc. And someone, again when there's a gathering, then someone wants to offer something, right? So the kebabs are what to offer, right? So now you see, in this Sema Urus, inside the state of the art kebabs you got there. Can't quite build a kebab. So that kebab and the songs and all that became the central point. And the actual maqsad, the actual purpose of this gathering was lost. So that's why our elders say, the safest is that which is in total conformity with the sunnah. Why? Because the sunnah is guaranteed. And anything else, it doesn't have a guarantee. Right? But the thing that preserves it is zikr, remembrance for that. Why? Remembrance, if you got the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala at heart as how you're supposed to be getting it, then everything is right. Then you will know, all right, who's my parents and how to work on that. And if you don't know that, right, then you don't know the sequence. You don't know how to place things in perspective. Right? You know Allah Ta'ala, then you know how to put things in perspective. If you didn't understand Allah Ta'ala then, you don't know who's Allah Ta'ala. You didn't understand the greatness. So the greatness of Allah Ta'ala will come with the majaris of zikr, with the people of zikr. There you will get zikr in you. But you're not in the people of zikr, then how can you get that understanding, the greatness, the grandeur, the beauty of Allah Ta'ala in you? It'll be just doing it as a routine. See? So this is the very essence of it. Therefore, You'll find now the whole Babin Abu Dawud Sharif is a Mujahid, right? So which Mujahid is the best? So they're all unanimous. Aksaruhum zikran lillah. He's a Mujahid striving. But that person striving is most recognized who's got Allah Ta'ala in heart. Then I was looking, I was anxious to see who's the second. The second point, the second level, is the zakir without jihad. And who's the third point? Who's the third level? The third level is the mujahid without zikr. See that? So then to the mujahid with zikr, the zikr, zakir without jihad is better than the mujahid without zikr. But he doesn't have Allah Ta'ala in his heart. Then what would stop him then to appear on television? He says, I'm doing tabligh also. Would there be anything stopping him? No, he doesn't have Allah Ta'ala in heart, at heart. So will there be anything stopping him from ghibat? Speaking about this person here, will there be anything stopping him from despising? Will there be anything stopping him from sensual pleasure, porn, etc.? Will there be anything? So he'll be doing the genie work, but all this will become realities. Why? He doesn't have Allah Ta'ala. مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. So the emphasis on zikr. In any activity but the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, understand who Allah Ta'ala is, then everything falls in place. And if that's not there, then nothing can fall in place. You'll be thinking you're doing the work of Allah Ta'ala, but the heart is void. Heart is empty. Right? That is why now, among the first person to go into Jahannam, one is the Qari Sahib, one is the Mujahid. Being Jamaat, being Jihad. But he didn't have Allah Ta'ala. So he didn't have Allah Ta'ala, then what happened? وَقَدْ قِيلْ وَقَدْ قِيلْ. It was already told, yeah, you did for this. جَاهَدَ. Why? لِيُرَائِ. You did the work, but you didn't have Allah Ta'ala's heart. So what happened after that? What was the end? Then it became a show business. And I want to compete now. My Jamaat is stronger than your Jamaat. I got more numbers than your numbers. So فَقَدْ قِيلْ. What you had worked for, you achieved that. That is the first person to be thrown in Jahannam. So this remembrance of Allah Ta'ala will come. Everything, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعْدٍ. Everything has a source. Now they come here, and they talk about Jamaat. I'm going Jamaat here. Why? Kis kaam ke liye aaye ho? Uske par dhyan do. Is that right? Coming here now, dil mein zabardast kamzori hai. Wo Allah Ta'ala ka yaad jis tarah se hona chahiye, wo hai nahi. Usko sahi karao. So is that the right thing now? Now you admitted in hospital, right? And there was a massive heart failure. And you're still worrying about this shop here, that business, how is carrying on? Phoning here, calling this person here. What the doctors will tell you, why? You are on the line, death line you are. Worry about your health. If this is right, everything you can enjoy. If this is gone, then it will become like a banya, you know. Banya is on the deathbed, you know. Suffering. He's suffering. So, this will work only in gold. 2 kilos, 3 kilos. Loads of gold, right? But, like they've got the loads of gold, they got the loads of miserliness as well. So, others, they call them Lalaji, right? Lalaji. Engage a doctor, get a special doctor, go to the hospital. So, he says, alright, just work it out, I have to go for a special treatment. Well, what will it work out for? Because it's a massive heart failure. So it'll work about 5 million, because it's a special case. So alright, what will be the cost of the burial? You know, cremating, it's about 50 or 100 rand. So it's cheaper to die, let's go. See how you think. If Khuda ko nahi pehchana, this is going to happen. The whole thing will go off. The whole thing will be off. So isko sahi karo. I was looking at the correspondence of the Sheikh Mutali. I haven't seen these people, but I saw the correspondence. So there is some Mulana Butler, I think, from Raibin somewhere. So he had a dream of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And because he had taluk with the Sheikh Ahmad Ali, so he wrote up to the Sheikh Ahmad Ali, this is a dream I had of Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and something about some basharat, you know, and there was something about a tasbih. So Sheikh Ahmad Ali says, this is the problem, right? Is ye log is taraf ko nahi aate hain aur yahan ke log wahan nahi jaate, bewakoof hai, woh use the word bewakoof, bewakoof yahan nahi aate, they're going into this, right? But they're not coming into zikr. That means the zikr under the tutorship of someone that is in zikr, not just yourself, but under the tutorship, right? Everything is a guide. Why we have an old workers' job? Why you call people from outside? We need to be guided. Don't we need that guidance? Can we do it ourselves? Can't do it. We need to be supervised. So today someone was asking, so I said, see, it's such a simple thing that you need a guide. But open your minds, don't be biased, and you'll see it. Be fair to yourself. You've got a class that is not supervised. Can it work? Can't work. You don't expect it to work. So you got a class, okay, to learn deen, but there's no supervision. There's no answerability to an ustad. Can they progress? So the nafs, it doesn't have anyone to supervise it and guide it, then can it work? There's nobody. Here, for that class to go right, they need someone to supervise, check on the controls, standards, they're doing it well or not, right? Then the class had a progress. The class was moving. It had some progress. Right? Why is it? The student is thinking that I'm answerable for the homework, for the examinations, the nigrani, the presence, etc. So he's got that fikr, right? So that fikr will then motivate him. Why? What creates that fikr is because he's supervised. Doesn't it happen? So the progress is dependent on the supervision. The supervision requires that you subject yourself. So the nafs, I ask you, without that supervision and subjecting itself, can it be corrected? Can it be other than? Ask yourself, without, let us not be prejudiced, no bias. Can it be corrected? It can't be corrected. When it can't be corrected, then you can't get the zikr right. Because the nafs is coming and damaging the whole progress. Riya, takabbur, all these things coming in. Right? So you can't understand these things because they are a little bit discreet. You can't understand. It's coming and jamming the thing. Right? So when the nafs is not broken down, then can you get the level of progress that is required and desired? Like a classroom, I say, he came for deen, but no supervision, you don't see any progress. So this also, khanqa also, you want the effort, but on your own terms, I'll do it, let's do some zikr finished. Now, can you get the zikr rooted in the heart? Whereas, the rest of the activity was the muqaddima, right, was the introduction. And the idea was, wala zikrullahi akbar, to get the zikr within your heart. Wasn't that the greatest thing, wala zikrullah? So for that, there is no subversion. There's no effort. There's no consistency. There's no going to a buzurg and a sheikh, right? So, phir kya hoga? Will you get that zikr rooted in the heart? Will you get it? The zikr is not going to get rooted in the heart. Then when that's not going to get rooted in the heart, then that will then influence your action. You see, we're talking about the sahaba ikram, diyanum. One action, they're doing, they're giving some small little bit of bali, right? And you give me a whole mountain of Uhud, and you can't equal them. So what's the difference? The difference was that they had that level of zikr in their hearts. Allah Ta'ala, in their hearts. When they had that level of Allah Ta'ala in their hearts, then that reward of this just escalated. That one khajur is otherwise is progressing it, is becoming like a mountain, right? So if you look at the proportion, it's like one to a trillion. Look at one khajur, look at one small khajur, like a fingertip, right? And then Allah, look at the whole mountain, you know that mountain, that berg, that berg's over, that table one. What a range, 5-6 kilometers running out, right? So any comparison, so that is subject to the level of ikhlas. Ikhlas, our elders are saying, is subject to la ilaha illallah being in your heart. And that la ilaha illallah has to be taught under some supervision. Like any other dini activity has to be learnt under some supervision. I want to go and do Jamaat work myself. Can you do it? You'll have to go through the whole procedure. Then you get it right. And the one that's been longer with his elders, then you see the right colors in him. Won't you see that? He's doing all the work, but he's concerned about himself as well. Like my Ismail Godra Sahib came, right? So I'm saying, people that are understanding, they must have the association with this first class. They must have the association. See how they behave. Right? He's got a heavy schedule. But with all that heavy schedule, he's not leaving out 12 or 13 sibaras every day. At that age, where he's in a wheelchair, he's totally handicapped. But now, how did he get this? I was there that day in Saharanpur, and all his elders used to come and spend the time. Someone's paying 10 days, someone 30 days. Right? Then, upon the Sheikh's instruction, someone would give a bayan. Otherwise, they're just following the rules of the Khanqa. Someone 10 days, someone 20 days, someone 30 days, but they're doing it. In our lesson, Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, if you look at his life, right, he wanted to be more in the company of more Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He went out, but the bulk of his time wanted to be here, to get that munasabat, to get that familiarity, right? That what is the mansha, what is in the heart, what is in the mind. So therefore, after Hazrat Mawisa Rahmatullah Ali, he became like the brain of the world. So the whole world subjected to his thinking. Because his thinking was Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's thinking, right? And that was reflecting perhaps the mansha of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he got it. But how he got it? That sohba, that association. So that imbalance, when we don't have this thing here, it creates an imbalance. When there's an imbalance, then there's activity, but you don't see the result. See? Now then you say, no, ye baat sunte nahi. But aap bhi baat sunte hain. Complaining of them, deen ke koi qadar nahi hai, deen ke liye koi pyaas nahi hai, there's no thirst for deen in them, right? But aap apne baron ki baat bhi mante hain ya nahi? See that? So I see that ye bewakoof, ye idhar ko aate nahi, aur yahan ke log idhar ko nahi aate. And now, Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali was a sarparast of the Jamaat from the day of Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He was the brain, he was the reference point. Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali is asking Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, ye kis tarah se karna chahiye aur kis tarah se nahi karna chahiye. How to do it? Can you see that? He's asking, he's referring, how to do this, how not to do it, what should be done. In the early days, that's what I'm saying, when they're coming here, by that time you should be putting yourself into zikr, get that thing rooted, get that self established. Yeah? Then you go with that little bit of spirit going out. But I'm coming and doing some other work here. I say, is it fair? So in the words of Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah used to say, ye suluk ke saath bad suluk hi hai. Straight, what? Suluk ke saath bad suluk hi hai. You're not respecting it, like how you're supposed to be respecting it. But now, if you know, you're appeasing yourself, mein khanka mein aaya. But khanka walo ka mansha samjhe. So that is why, see, wa'abudullah, first, apne khuda ko pehchan. Understand who Allah Ta'ala is. Then you get everything in perspective, everything right you get. You know who is Allah Ta'ala, then if they're asking you, who has spent 4 months in Malawi, you don't mind. They're asking you, now you must go back to Burundi, hardly any proper food arrangements there. No Western style, right? You won't get burger and pizza there, right? But you are going, your heart is just moving. Right? Why? You've got the spirit. The spirit is earned here. The work here and the spirit here. Now you can go and work in any terrain. But now, if that is not, one is not balancing the other, then I'm going to complain about this one here. Here kam sahi nahi kar raha hai, or here kam kharab kar raha hai. So where your conversation are going? In the work or in complaining? तो जो काम करने वाले होते हैं जी, वो बहस मुबासा नहीं करते, दे डोंट गेट इनटू डिस्कशन, काम करने वाले मशवरा, बट नॉट टू मच ऑफ डिस्कशन नाउ, व्हाट वर्क इज टू बी डन नाउ, व्हाट वर्क इज टू बी डन लेटर. सी दैट वअबुदुल्लाह, स्टार्टिंग ऑफ दिस, ट्राई टू एक्सप्लेन यू दैट रूट, दैट रूट दैट एंड जिक्र ऑल्सो, द बेस्ट जिक्र ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, नफी इस बात, दैट्स द बेस्ट. So you got that, then you are charged, then you are moving. There are so many incidents to support the senior, that one that Abdul Rahman going to Mardan, etc., right? So what was the thing? That they wanted him to remain connected to the center. Now the center is called the Merkaz. So the person that is going out, he must be connected to the center. So our center will be Hilal. He must be centered. He must be connected. If he's not connected, will he have that strength and that power behind him? He won't have that. So no, I'm going for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. I'm going for it. So are you connected? See that power is coming from the powerhouse. So the powerhouse also needs to be powered. It can't be just a powerhouse. It needs to be powered. There must be zikr. There must be sunnah there. There must be tilawat there. There must be crying there. So that powerhouse also must be powered. When it's powered, then the lines are going, are passing on that type of power and that type of current. But the powerhouse also needs to be powered. Now, today my mind just went totally off into a different line altogether. But maybe someone's talab and I spoke what I need to speak. But this is a tartib, see. See how it works. You keep yourself connected. In a Jamaat context, then the head, who's the head? Who's the referral point? Then that referral point. Now the persons that are more senior, they need to be more attached to their senior. Alright, how did he spend the night? What does he do? This occasion here, how does he conduct himself? This type of crowd, how did he work, right? Right, so that you learn these things here, association. Right? Now you look at Mawlana Ismail Godra, right? Tawad Barakatum. You look at some of his stories, then he's with Hazrat Ji and that whole kafla for about 60 years. Maybe double of some of his age. So he saw the whole thing, saw it properly. But we disregard him, so now we do our own thing. We know, sir. We learned. So we're not following the trail. We're not following the trail. We don't get that barakat. So in dini work, what I noticed, what I understood, is humble yourself to your elder. You want barakat in sustenance, right? Everybody will tell you, humble yourself, show respect to your parents. Anybody, ask anybody, you want barakat in your sustenance. And in deen you want barakat, then humble yourself to your elder. Subject yourself. Lekin, elders are saying, talab sadiq, what? The heart must be right. Your talab must be there, talab sadiq, ma'al fikr. And not just based on tea and, no. Talab sadiq, ma'al fikr. And the third thing is muddat tawila. See this man here. I know when we were in India, right? 70s. Same consistent, same style. Same style. Like my Ibrahim Sahib, like, oh, same style. He'll close his eyes and do this. Say, ha, ha. So the same style then. But he maintained that same taluk, that mizaj, everything. I don't see any type of inconsistency. So that is why, as old as he is, 94, 95 now, but he's still powerful. How? Because he kept himself in contact. You know, this last thing, just to show you, he was disciplined. And so the last trip that Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib made, so I went to meet him, right? So he's sitting on a chair, next to him was Abdul Samad Chuan. And somebody is telling him, insisting on me, to call him to the madrasa. I said, I thought to myself, it's not the right thing to do. Age, and then the Jamaat commitments, etc., is not the right thing. But I insisting, I must call him. So I said, just respect him. But I really enjoyed the answer that he gave. So I said, can't you come to the madrasa? He said, I'll subject, as senior as he is, but that disciplined in you. See that? See that? Well, that was a praiseworthy thing. But as senior as he was, he said, no. I enjoyed that answer more than if you had said, no, I enjoyed that answer. That discipline. And that carries that barakat.